The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, so these mornings when I give these short talks, I did two of them, this one here now for, you know, 2 or 3 minute talk, and then later at 11:45 I'll give a longer one. And I kind of would like to have them paired on two related topics. And so Thanksgiving is happening for some people tomorrow. And it's nice to think that Thanksgiving should be every day. That gratitude is a really beautiful sentiment, beautiful attitude. And to live a life of gratitude, of thanksgiving, is quite a beautiful thing. And one of the reasons I like bowing at the end of my sittings is to express gratitude at the end of the sitting, appreciation, gratitude. It gives a channel for expression of what I'm feeling inside, and that's the primary reason I do it. The one of the things about gratitude or thanksgiving, that one of the, I think, significant ways of thanksgiving is caregiving. The things we're grateful for, to care for them. So it's a kind of mutual. If we care for them, if the thanks is, if we really have genuine gratitude, then to have a quality of care, caring, compassion, friendliness to that which we're thankful for. And that seems very nice going into, those of us going into Thanksgiving, where we might be seeing people and relatives, both those relatives are easy and those that are difficult, and that in that Thanksgiving, there's also a caregiving for each other. And so what I want to say for these few minutes here is that the Thanksgiving and the caregiving can also be towards oneself. And in some ways, that's one of the things we're doing when we're sitting in meditation, is we're caring for ourselves, and to sit with a sense of care, with a sense of tenderness or kindness or valuing oneself. And that because we value ourselves, we want to really care for what's here, and this body, this mind, this heart, to care for it, heal it, support it, nourish it, grow it, develop it. And some people, they're harshest towards themselves. And so to heal that harshness and to approach oneself, sit with oneself with some quiet care or tenderness or kindness, goodwill, I think is one of the things that we can have access to by meditation. Meditation tends to be inwardly focused. We close our eyes and sit here. And so it's a good time to discover this ability to relax, let go of all the different things that might keep us from having self-care, self-compassion, kindness, and let those things fall away and get quiet and sit here in a field of care, tenderness. And we do it not just for ourselves, but we do it for others as well. That the degree to which we can be caring for ourselves, grateful towards this being here, caring for this being here that is your constant companion, as much as you would anyone else, prepares you to be a better caregiver for the world, prepares you to be better thanksgiver to the world that you live in, that the two are actually quite mutual. And so it isn't a selfish thing to sit here and really tenderize and open up to this being here in a kind way, but it's also a way then of being able to then attune oneself or to open that way to others as well and other people. So for this morning, we are sitting here, and I'd recommend or suggest that you sit here, do walking meditation, sit here, and really kind of tune in, which for me means really feel, physically feel yourself. Tune into your felt sense of being, and see if you can hold that with tenderness or care or kindness or goodwill, or like there's lots of space, like you're here to really listen, like someone who's troubled, and it's really good to have someone that can just talk and someone really feel listened to. Sometimes we do that for ourselves, and it's one of the best things we can do, is really sit here and listen to ourselves and really hear what's here, and with this kind of kindness and tenderness. So then, that's what we'll do for the next hour and a half, maybe. And then maybe at the end I'll talk more about the Thanksgiving caregiving for the world. So great. Thank you. Oh, I forgot to say that there are practice discussions available. There are practice discussions available today, and I don't know if they're still